It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver District Court judge says bars must comply with Colorado's executive orders, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Judge Brian Whitney sided with Governor Jared Polis and the state's health department in upholding COVID-19 mandates. The Colorado Tavern League, a group representing bar owners, sued to overturn capacity limits and an order to stop serving alcohol at 10 p.m. The group argued the orders were arbitrary and unfairly targeted bars. The state countered that a surge in cases earlier this month was driven by people ages 20 to 29. The state says mobile tracking showed that demographic frequenting bars and restaurants. The judge acknowledged the severe toll such orders are taking on entertainment and hospitality, but ultimately says the state is acting in the public interest with the best information available during a pandemic. A Tavern League representative says the group intends to appeal the decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
State officials have confirmed someone who took this week's bar exam tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
The law student was tested for COVID-19 before they sat for the bar exam and received results after the exam was over. The examinee was asymptomatic and passed all screening protocols at the University of Denver's testing location. Frances Oliver was in the same room as the infected examinee. She said contact tracers aren't requiring her to quarantine or get tested because they didn't deem the environment to be close contact.
We were as appropriately spaced out as could be, but the idea that that means that you're not coming into close contact with people is, I think, absurd.
I'm Paul Shalstub, CPR News.
The EPA wants to use a plot of land in southwest Colorado to store mine waste. Officials say they'll use the land to build long-term facilities for sludge and other waste from mines around Silverton and a water treatment plant. The EPA will take public comment on the proposal until August 29th. This is CPR News.